Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is 4J Farms LLC General Manager Angela Berg. Wednesday was the ribbon cutting for their new store in Stewart, the Country Niche.
This is Marcus Mackey with Raccoon Valley Radio. I'm here with Angela from 4J Farms Trucking and the Country Niche. They just opened recently in Stewart. What kind of is the vision for the Country Niche?
The Country Niche is actually a local entrepreneur location that people who do handmade items can bring them in to have them sold on consignment. Also, we have a division that will be the antique division to where people can come in and purchase antiques as well here at the store.
And what are kind of your plans on getting everything set up how you want it to be later on in the future?
Well, what we've done is we've decided to bring our 4J Farms LLC, which is our pet and livestock nutrition side, along with our transportation, which we do trucking for Pepsi and other local businesses. And we brought that into town and developed Country Niche along with it into the current location where we're at. And in long-term vision-wise, we're looking at bringing it in as a country store atmosphere. So you've got the down-home, old-time country to come in and purchase the vintage candies and maybe the short bottles of pop they used to have as a kid, and be able to sit at the round table and play cards and have coffee and get free popcorn and just enjoy your time together. It's kind of a place where everybody can come together under one roof and get along and have a great time at the same time and reminisce.
All right. You mentioned the vintage candies. I do see a couple over here by the register. What was one of the reasons you decided to bring those in?
Well, in talking with my kids, we got to talking about some things that, you know, that they would like to experience that they haven't been able to. And it was fun just be able to bring up my time when I was a child locally to be able to get some cool things. And they're loving it. So it's a great time for me to be able to remember those moments as well.
All right, and there's a couple other events coming up for Ladies Night. You'll be hosting a vendor fair, and you'll also be hosting one for Small Business Saturday. What all does that entail?
Well, the Ladies Night is coming up this Thursday night. It's a local event that is put on by some businesses downtown that we have a vendor area here in our building that we will be hosting. Multiple vendors that would like to come in and actually set up their tables to sell their handmade goods at. And then also on Small Business Saturday, we'll be opening the building again for local vendors as well. And if they would like to participate in both events, they can do that as at a discounted rate, and then we're all under one roof and there's no being outside in the weather and lots of different things to be able to shop and enjoy.
And how would people go about signing up to be part of the vendor fair?
You can contact us here at the store, or you can contact us online on Facebook at the Country Niche or 4J Farms LLC, or you can also get a hold of Shelby Renslow at Renzi's Custom Designs.
And what does it take to get signed up?
Just let us know that you're interested and we'll get you a table set up, and then there is a minimal fee for it. Other than that, you'll be set up and ready to go. We have tables here that we've got that we can provide for you, and then we'll have you all set up and you'll be set up for the two vendor fairs if you wish, or you can also choose to just set up within our shop and become a full-time vendor as well.
And what kind of spurred on the decision to bring 4J Farms and the Country Niche into Stewart?
We've noticed that over the years that Stewart hasn't necessarily had a pet and livestock nutrition store that has definitely been missed in the area for several years. And we wanted to be able to put multiple businesses in one location under the same roof. So everybody kind of has one stop shop in the area.
And how has everything kind of gone for you guys getting everything set up?
It's absolutely gone wonderful. We are so welcomed. We are enjoying being here, loving every moment. Especially means we do local free delivery for people who can't get out and, you know, handle the bales of straw or the feed or anything else. And we're just getting to know more of the locals and enjoying all the time, and the chats, and especially around the round table that we have here has been a great time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcasts tab.